KOL Portland, 90.7 FM in the Portland metro area, and all over the world at KBOO.FM.
Hello, dear listeners. Oil for Kisses is a monthly program on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, that highlights the headier and weirder sides of underground metal, post-punk, DIY hardcore, and beyond. Every month features a different theme where we delve into the history of a specific genre topic or musical location, or simply churn out the best, brightest, and ugliest sounds from around the globe. Join me, DJ Krauthammer, every first Friday night, Saturday morning of the month, at midnight till 3 a.m. for Oil for Kisses to experience it for yourself. Only on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland.
Lie down all in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Tune in to KBOO Monday mornings at 9 for the Old Mole Variety Hour, your source for radically democratic news, views, reviews, and interviews, stories of ordinary and extraordinary people working to root down the oppressive institutions of capitalism. That's the Old Mole Variety Hour, Monday mornings at 9.
Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream it later. Just go to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. More info about upcoming shows and events related to the prison community can be found on our Facebook page, Prison Pipeline. Be sure to like us.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to KBOO.
Welcome to Paradigms, the radio show and podcast that brings you inspired, inspiring people with visions of a viable future for life on Earth that includes humans. Hi, I'm Baruch, host of Paradigms. Happy to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. Last year, a guy named Jason Tombo was on the show. He had just released his first record called Don't Give Up, which is just wonderful. But today, Jason's back on the show with some of his fellows from the Playing for Change band. They're going to tell us all about Playing for Change, the band, what it means, what it's about, and we're going to hear some great music. So let's get right to it and meet my guests on this episode of Paradigms. Happy to welcome four members of the Playing for Change band, Claire Finley, Jason Tomba, welcome back, Jason, Mermans Mosengo, and Robin Moxie. So happy to see all of you, and welcome to Paradigms.
Yeah, man.
Great to be here.
Happy to be back.
So you all have a brand new record out that's really, really great. It's the Playing for Change band, and it's just called Playing for Change Band. And it's 10 tracks of really inspired music, each of you in different combinations, and there's a bunch more folks in the band. And we're going to listen to some of that music in the show, but I wanted to just have a chance to ask each of you how you got involved with Playing for Change and sort of what the ethic of the organization means to you. And I also wanted to ask if there are specific songs on the record that you composed or played on, and if you can just tell us about that. So let's sort of go one at a time, and whoever wants to start can.
I joined Playing for Change in 2006 when Mark Johnson and the crew were recording the first album, Songs Around the World, Peace Through Music, and they were recording Stand By Me and One Love and other songs. So they came to Cape Town to look for this guy. His name is Pokey. And when they found Pokey, because they lived in downtown Cape Town, and then we used to play in a restaurant called Mama Africa. And yeah, we were playing, it was a Thursday. We were playing, and then they went for dinner, and then they ended up listening to my band. We were playing Steer It Up, blah, 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 and they loved it. And then they got in the restaurant, and then Mark spoke to me about playing for change, and I loved it. I was like, okay, how can I be a part of this? It was like, okay, we take it one step at a time. Right now, we need to record some song. We need to put you in these songs and stuff. I was like, okay. So we had an appointment to meet, a rendezvous to meet on Saturday. And Saturday is when we recorded I Sang in One Love. And the drummer from my band played in all the album. He played drums on all the songs. And yeah, that's how I joined Playing for Change. And then that was 2006. And then 2008, they came back again. And then we did War and No More Trouble. That's when Jason joined. But
I joined 2 years after they found you, Mammals.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2008 when the crew and Mark Johnson came back to record War No More Trouble,
mm-hmm,
Bob Marley. And then I got involved in the program. And then they heard my song Now. They found out like I was a good fit in the band. Yeah, it happens or happened at the same time. And we started traveling together with Mammals at the same time. Yeah, in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a little quick. Because the rest of the band didn't really like believe, like, okay, we're not so sure they will be back. And then they left. And when the Playing for Change came, met us only me and Mermans and two of the guys, but they couldn't make it because of the passport issues, a lot of issues ahead. But we're still in touch. Through us, they're still benefiting a little bit from Playing for Change, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Very cool.
I'm a little bit newer to the scene than these guys. I joined Playing for Change in 2018. And it's kind of a crazy story, but I am good friends with Jimmy Buffett's daughter, Savannah Buffett. And she had a wedding in 2018, and she had hired Afro Fiesta, which is another Playing for Change group with Mermans and Jason, and they were playing a certain part of their wedding. And I was playing on another part of the wedding. Before the event, Savannah said, "I can't wait for you to meet my friends from Playing for Change," because her dad has done videos with them in the past. So that's kind of how that relationship was created. So Mark Johnson tells the story that he saw me playing with Jimmy Buffett, and that was the first time he saw me play. And then they had an after jam, which I jammed with Robin, and I got to meet the guys. Then they offered to have me play on A Song Around the World, which to me at the time was best case scenario, you know, because I was just so enamored with the whole project and the ideas that they were putting out into the world. So long story short, they came to Key West and they filmed me for Dock of the Bay 50th anniversary and Soul Rebel. And they filmed me right on the beach in Key West in my happy place. And after I recorded those songs, they offered me the spot in the band. So I've been the bass player in the Playing for Change band since then. And it's been an absolutely incredible, life-changing experience for me. So now, you know, can't get rid of me now. We're like family, you know. We just have the most fun, and we just make incredible music and lots of laughs and so many discoveries along the way. It's just been a blessing.
I've been involved with Playing for Change since its very beginning, actually. Mark Johnson and I produced records and worked together before Playing for Change, in the before times. And I got to watch this whole thing sort of come together from a conversation on a couch about street musicians and why they perform outside, and Mark tells a great story about heading to the studio, very fancy studio in New York City, in the subway on the way to the studio. He would find music that was, you know, sometimes better than what he was going to record, and that started a fascination with him. And it was there for the very first film that actually was pre Stand By Me and Peace Through Music film called Cinematic Discovery. It's been an amazing journey for me. And then I watched the band form and all this stuff sort of as more of a producer role. And then about, I don't know, 5 years ago, I got invited to join the band. And it's been an incredible journey, musically, culturally, just growing as a person with all these amazing musicians who I would never otherwise get a chance to experience the different cultures that are in the band, as opposed to just read about it, or, you know, we really get to live it. So that's one of my favorite parts about the Playing for Change band.
You're listening to my conversation with some of the folks in the Playing for Change band: Mermins Masengo, Jason Tamba, Robin Moxie, Claire Finley, and Roberto Luti. They've just released the eponymously titled album, The Playing for Change Band, and we're going to hear something from it right now. Great record, starting out with a track called The Real Revolution, The Playing for Change Band on Paradigms.
Thank you. That's The Real Revolution from the Playing for Change band from their new self-titled album. And now we're going to get back to my conversation with Jason, Claire, Mermans, Robin, and Roberto.
The name, you know, Playing for Change immediately suggests a busker, but really what you're talking about is something much bigger. You're talking about playing for change. It's a nice play on words, but the change that you're playing for, what are the visions when you all get together and you're playing for change? You're coming together with your creativity to make the world better. What's in your mind? What are you imagining?
For me, I feel like just the visual alone of seeing so many different people on stage together playing the same song is a very moving concept, because the world is a small place and the more you see of it, the smaller it gets. And, you know, there's really no good reason why we can't all come together and celebrate the things that make us different, because if we were all the same in the world, it would be very boring, you know? So being able to play different styles of music, like here I am, I'm from Iowa and I'm playing Congolese music, you know? So that's an opportunity that I would never have otherwise. And, you know, I've learned so much about their culture, and, you know, just having the experience of being around things you're not familiar with is invaluable.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like you said, the change was like from people busking to change the world. It's like a river, you know? The river can be big, but where the river starts, it's a very small thing. Like in French, we call it source. It can be water, some water coming from the mountain, coming down and then joining with different kind of sources, and it becomes this bigger, bigger river. You know, so the idea is from the guy in the street, and then he meets the guy in the other street in a different place, just like the river travel different countries until it goes to the sea. So that's the idea of playing for change. If we can put our thoughts, energy, everything together, we can become something bigger than we were, bigger than ourselves. So from the small thing, from change to the pocket money, to change the whole world.
Exactly.
You know.
Amen. Cooperation is really, to me, like, that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the videos, you know, the magical part of it is that everybody is together. And we don't speak the same language, we don't have the same, but everybody knows Stand By Me, right? I mean, just an example. So you hear ba ba bum bum, and the whole world goes, yeah!
Yeah.
I know in my heart what to do. I may not be able to talk about it or do it, but if you give me the instrument and you have your instrument, we don't need to talk. We're talking from another place, right? We're talking from our souls. And that cuts down everything. And, you know, part of the magic of the internet, you know, it's like when you smile at a baby, you know, the baby will smile back. It's called mirroring, right? So what we do in our band, which is like the physical representation of cooperation, in our videos, in our foundation, is, you know, we stress that, you know, together we're strong.
Yes, to me, playing for change has been a big change to me, my first. And being a change and being able to raise money for other people to change too. So it doesn't, the way I was taking music was like, I'll do music just for me, for my living, and my family also. But now I've been able to raise money, not only for me, but for other people, for the kids to go to school and study for free. That's a big change to me. A very different way I've been seeing these organizations. It has changed quite a lot of insights and visions, you know, how you will take life. Like, life is all about sharing, caring. That's very important. And we've been learning that quite a lot through Playing for Change. Yeah. not always being ourselves, but also thinking about other people. It's a circle. It will be rolling and rolling and rolling, passing to other people that love of helping.
We'll be back with more of my conversation with these wonderful folks from the Playing for Change band, and Roberto actually joins the conversation at this part. But let's hear some more music first from their new record. This one's called Right Foot Forward.
You put your right foot forward and you toe the line. You put your right foot forward every time, every time. You put your right foot forward, get your pass. Put your right foot forward, and now you're free at last, free at last. You got trouble in mind, the worries of the world won't let you be. Come on now, baby, leave it all behind. Take a little step with me, and put your right foot forward, then you toe the line. You put your right foot forward every time, every time. You put your right foot forward, forget your pain. Your right foot forward, and now you're free at last, free at last. You got a prison in your mind, only you can set you free. You know you've been a jailer of all these thoughts. Come on now, turn the key.
revolution. Young people, we gonna help you see the truth.
Just heard a song called Young People from the Playing for Change Band's new record. Before that, we heard Right Foot Forward. The music is so good, and the songs are so heartfelt. I hope you're enjoying them. Let's get back now to my conversation with the band, welcoming Roberto Luti to the conversation. This is Paradigms.
Ed, we're welcoming a fifth person. We're welcoming Roberto.
What's up?
Roberto!
Hello. Welcome to the call.
What's up, Robin Claire?
Hey!
Yeah, sorry I'm late, but I got stuck in a place without a connection.
We're glad you made it.
I wish you got stuck longer, Roberto.
So, Roberto, I'm just going to chime you right in with our question, which is we were just talking about what Playing for Change means to people and what the organization is doing that matters to you. Maybe you want to jump in on that one.
Yeah, to me, it matters a lot of different things. Playing for Change give me a chance to make my music just more than just playing music and sounds. It's a way to like make this world a little better, and I'm very like grateful for that and very honored and proud for that. Thanks to Playing for Change, I met some amazing people and musicians that I, you know, share music and parts of life with. So it's very important for me. A different musical experience that I always dreamed to have. Also, it brought me around the world, playing music around the world, and that's very beautiful and important too. Most of all, it's makes it possible for me, like, to connect so many people with music, and somewhat I feel like it's some kind of mission, and it takes my playing music to a different level, connecting people all over the world, making this world a little better for children, and so for everybody else, for the next generations. So that's very important.
So I'd like to ask people about the songs. Who is on what song? Like, for instance, let's say, okay, Merman's on the songs on the record. Is there one that you had a particular part in that you want to say, yeah, I wrote that part, or here's what that song means to me, or something like that?
Maybe 80% of the album, because we're here with Mark, so I might play something inside or play percussion, because I play different instruments and stuff. Yeah, like the first song, The Real Revolution, is a song written by Mark Johnson and Jason Tamba. We were sitting at Mark's house, and then we were listening to Lee Scratch Perry, the old song we were singing. For God's sake, and this is justice for the people. Stuff like that. It was so tough, and it was in the minor. And next thing, Mark loved the song so much, and the next thing, he started coming with these ideas. Every time you see a rasta you run, don't you know that hellfire's coming now? It's the real revolution. So he started working with me on these words and stuff, and then we started putting together. And Jason came up with the Lingala part of the thing. And then we decided to go record it. And then, voila, Robin came and did something. Roberto came, did the other thing, just like Playing for Change.
It's a great track. It's what we're all waiting for and want to be part of, the real revolution.
Absolutely.
What about another artist, another song?
Bibamba, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I call it, this is our album, even if... the names have not been written on the songs, each songs, to mark like who sang this, who sang that. But the spirit is really like all of our spirits in the Playing for Change band all together. I wrote Young People, you know, that was like a piece of advice to the youngsters to be focused on their school studies. And then Bibamba, which gives also telling people, even if you don't have, if you work hard, you can always make it. The only secret is just working, you know, working hard, and you always make it over there. So then those are two songs written, and then I play the guitar, the rhythm. Everybody, Claire and Robbie also have songs there. Beautiful songs, huh? I love them. And that album just came after my album, Don't Give Up, really. So feeling so happy to get to work this year on so amazing things that where I feel like this year was so positive to me and to us. COVID keep on keeping us, but we had a chance to work on something so great. Yeah.
I, for this album, wrote a song, The Right Foot Forward. We went on to a trip to Jamaica, which was amazing, eye-opening experience. And that song just kind of magically appeared at a beach early in the morning. Being in Jamaica and being so involved with reggae and the spirit of positivity and all of the things that that encompasses kind of just tumbled out of me in that song. And the really interesting and fun thing was, you know, we started to do it. We started to do it in the band. And Grandpa Elliot, who's one of our great heroes and a member of the band who passed earlier this year, he and I had a really strong connection on that song. And he really liked it a lot. And that made me feel great.
I'm very new to songwriting. So it's very exciting for me to have a track on this album. The song is Run, and that was written with me and my friend Jason Lampson here in Key West, Florida, with the help of Robin Moxie. And it's a song that focuses on, instead of dwelling on the past in your life, consider focusing more on the future and running towards the good instead of running away from the bad. So when the guys heard this song, they had been looking for a song for Titi to sing, who is a South African singer in the Playing for Change band. And it just came together very effortlessly. I know we started recording it in a few different places. I know we did the horns in a hotel room in Brazil, and we did the rest of the tracking in a studio called Two C's in Bahrain. Even 1 year before that, if you had told me that I was going to write a song and it would be recorded by one of the most incredible bands in the world in places that I had never been or even thought I would get a chance to go, I would not believe it. So you can imagine my excitement. And then to have it on an album that is being heard by countless people around the world, it's a dream to be able to share a positive message that I truly believe in. You know, I mean, the only thing that's real is this moment, and we're heading towards the future. So everything in the past that might not have been the way you wanted it, or, you know, everyone experiences hardship in life. And I think it's very important to focus on being positive and looking into the future and doing what you can in this moment to make things amazing in your life, you know?
I know, I didn't write any songs for these albums. Matter of fact, I haven't written any song for Playing for Change, but I did participate in some arrangements, mostly in like older songs. So in this album, I just play guitar, little things here and there, solos and parts.
Great solo.
I'm trying not to mess it up.
Mark messes it up at all. So good.
We'll be back with the final part of my conversation with these wonderful folks from the Playing for Change band. But we're going to hear some more music first. Here's the song Claire was talking about that she wrote. It's called Run.
Dreams they can be denied, and now here I sit and take a look at myself. I'm surprised I have changed, I've become somebody else. So I'm gonna run as fast as I can. I'm gonna spread my wings, I'm gonna take my aim, I'm gonna crawl from these ashes.
Buanya from the Playing for Change band's new self-titled album. Before that, we heard Run, Running Towards the Good. It's a good idea. All right, here's the final part of my conversation with Robin, Roberto, Jason, Mermans, and Claire.
The Playing for Change band is a working band. You go out and you perform. It's not just a studio project. It's about taking music around the world. What's happening next with touring?
It is all being formulated now. You know, we've had a good year. Next summer is a big focus and how to really take 2023 by storm. So there's lots of great things in the works and we're just getting ready to put that together. And, you know, with the world being completely open in 2023, I think it'll be an amazing journey.
Yeah, can't wait.
I like that vision of the world being really open in 2023.
Well, listen, you know, I'm an optimist.
Run, right?
Yeah.
Run towards the good.
With our right foot forward into a bright future.
Oh, yeah.
Be a real revolution. Trust me.
It sounds like you all have a lot of fun doing this.
Oh my God. I mean, just like being in a Zoom room with these guys, it's just memories. I mean,
we have a lot of fun until I see this guy. As you can see, he follows my life.
Yeah.
He is thriving too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It's the rivalry.
It's the yin and yang, so you can appreciate, you know, the good when I'm not there, you know.
Space. He leaves a nice space for us.
When you get together to play, is there an opening ritual that you do before you start? Is there something you do as a group or at the end or both?
I mean, to go on stage, we do a circle and we talk about all the positive stuff, why we're doing this. And then we scream all our negativity out, you know. But when it's rehearsal, normally it's just a jam. You just jam about something instrumental just to get settled, and then we start following the repertoire. What song we do? How do we do it? Blah 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 blah. Voila.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I think like the getting together in the circle and just taking a moment to recognize how far we've all come together as a unit, you know, with different people, of course, joining the band at different times, but together, this thing that we're doing is bigger than all of us. So I think, you know, when we take that time before we go on stage, Mark always brings us together and we all hold hands and we just celebrate what it is we're doing and that we're gonna kill it, like Merman says.
The positivity.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, exactly. Circling up, really, that's the very amazing part, because when you circle up and then you hold each other's hands, that's very, it's kind of our prayer, you know. And when you go there up there on stage, that's where you realize it's so amazing to be a part of something that is bigger than myself, you know. It's really very spiritual sometimes.
It is.
You feel it.
When we were in La Paz, Mexico, we did a fantastic interview with Jason. And just as we were wrapping up, Claire was waiting for her turn. And she said, oh, wait, Jason, how did you meet Mermans? You know, and it launched into this incredible story about South Africa and all of the journey that they've been on. And then them getting on a flight and just making it to Austin. The show had already started. You know, with 20 minutes to you know, they got on stage and you see them and you see Clarence welcome them up. You know, Merman, not Mermans, he doesn't even know your name yet, literally. And you guys get up there and boom, and you didn't even know any of the songs and or anything or had never met anyone, and the magic of music made that happen. And then from that night forward, five continents, an album, schools built, you know, an incredible journey that everyone's been on. But really, Mermans and Jason embody this idea that through music and through playing for change, people who you'd never get to meet and get to know come right into your home and into your heart. And you know, everybody here on this call has come into mine, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it's a really great project that you're all doing, and it's wonderful the friendships that you're forming and that will last for so long and have already been around. And we're all just here trying to make the world a better place for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
The truth.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today. And, you know, the technology is both amazing and limiting. So folks who listen will get to hear everything we said or most of it, but really just appreciate the music and the mission and the heart that you all put into it. Really, it's a beautiful thing. And thank you for doing it. And keep going. Keep putting it out there.
Come on.
Yes,
thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Claire, Mermans, Jason, Roberto,
Robin, thank you so much for being on Paradigms and talking about this wonderful project. Playing for Change is a really cool organization. You can learn more about Playing for Change at playingforchange.com. And if you want to learn more about the band, it's playingforchange.com/band. The new record is wonderful. I hope you'll check out their website and listen to the whole thing. Support the organization, what they're doing, making great music, raising money, building schools, bringing music to young people in all parts of the world. What could be better? Thank you so much to the Playing for Change band and the whole Playing for Change organization for the work you do and the great music. And if you enjoyed this episode of Paradigms, I hope you'll check out our archives at the Paradigms website, paradigms.life. You can also find Paradigms on almost all podcast aggregator sites, so check out our over 500 episodes. If you'd like to support Paradigms, we have a Patreon campaign going, patreon.com/paradigms, which helps pay the bills. We really appreciate our Patreon supporters. Thank you so much. Last week, the word for the week was creativity. I'd say the folks that were on this episode of Paradigms exemplify that, but they do it together. They create something called synergy, when something is more than the sum of its parts. So let's let synergy be the word for the week. How do we synergize? Where in our lives are we working with others in a way where our combined work is more than what we could have accomplished as individuals? We see it all around the world all the time, but let's look for it in our own lives. Synergy. And speaking of synergy, I'm going to leave you with one last track from the Playing for Change band. It's called When the Music Comes. Baruch signing off for this episode of Paradigms. We'll be back next time with more inspired, inspiring people. Until then, synergize and be well.
Stranger in this world.
You've been listening to Paradigms, the radio show and podcast that brings you inspiring people with visions of a viable future for life on Earth that includes humans.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Hey, Michael here. I'm with the Tin Can Phone Podcast, a radio show where you can hear about the